Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
An Indonesian man died on Friday after a coffin carrying the body of his mother fell from a stilt tower and crushed him to death.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Salman Kandarora was killed after the coffin fell off the funeral tower during the service for his mother. So they carry these caskets up onto this big tower. Watching the video footage of it right here.
Oh, my God.
They walk up this ladder to bring it up there. He was a pallbearer, and the other pallbearers were carrying it up the ladder to place it on what's called a lakian, an ornately carved tower where the deceased is placed before elaborate traditional funeral rites. The ladder crumbled underneath the group's feet. The coffin fell off of it, and it just landed right on top of this guy. It dropped about 10 feet, and it hit him and killed him.
I don't care how big the woman was. You're in a coffin, which is made of wood.
Yeah.
It comes down right down on top of the guy.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if they're a considerate funeral parlor that a discount was afforded him.
I don't know. Bystanders attempted to help the man, but he died on his way to the hospital. The ladder was not properly reinforced, but the family has decided not to press charges against the manufacturer.
Well, that's wild.
Kandarora's body now rests beside his mother's. When the ethnic Torajan dies, some families spend tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars on funerals, and the funerals can go on for days and include feasts, dancing, and animal sacrifice. So that's pretty wild, man. Michael Vines has his alleged crime written all over his forehead after he was involved in a car accident. Vines allegedly tossed a loaded .38 caliber revolver into the grass. However, according to police, Vines is federally prohibited from possessing a gun. Mm-hmm. Aside from his inability to possess a firearm, Vines has a particularly distinctive feature that made this case stand out a little more. It's a huge tattoo. I saw the picture of this guy.
What does it say?
It doesn't say anything. It's just a gun on his forehead. Look at this idiot.
Oh, my God.
We have a picture.
It is also, by the way, a bad tattoo.
It's a bad tattoo.
It's a poorly drawn gun.
The magazine is coming out of the bottom of the handgun, and it goes down to the bridge of his nose.
It's
what moron goes into a tattoo parlor and says, I want to get this.
Put this gun right here. Share one nose. I'm stupid.
Firefighters on the scene of the crash witnessed Vines allegedly tossing the gun away and alerted police. He was charged with driving with a suspended license, driving too fast for conditions, and unlawful possession of a firearm.
You want to know how stupid I am? I got this tattoo.
Oh, my God, what a moron. Authorities say furry critters, not vandals, are likely to blame for American flags that disappeared from veterans' graves in Massachusetts. The flags at Bellevue Cemetery were first reported missing earlier this month, and residents volunteered to replace the flags by hand.
Right.
But then those went missing as well.
People were getting mad.
Police were called in to investigate, and Chief Richard Tarza told the Boston Globe on Monday that officers found evidence that a woodchuck is likely using the flags in its burrow.
Oh, my God.
Tarza says
it's a patriotic woodchuck.
A similar incident happened in New York in 2012 where police linked a woodchuck to about 75 flags that disappeared from Cedar Park Cemetery. He says about 12 to 18 flags were damaged in Adams, and police say they still plan to keep an eye on the cemetery. Question.
Yeah.
Woodchucks, groundhogs, are they two different
I think they're the same
types of animals, or they just have different names?
Yeah. I think they have different mailing addresses.
I think it might be the same animal with different names. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, it's like a puma and a mountain lion.
Okay, got it.
How many chucks would a woodchuck chuck?
Yes. Let's see. Kylie Tully's parents filmed a randy pair of mile-high lovers sitting behind them. It was filmed by a middle-aged couple sitting two rows in front who sent the footage to their daughter. Now, Kylie posted it on Twitter saying, my mom and dad were just trying to have a peaceful trip to Mexico, and then they sent me this. The video has been viewed millions of times since this past Sunday. It shows her mom and dad's looks of horror as they film the bonkers behind them on selfie mode. I mean, they're banging.
They're right there.
Kathy, look at the video.
It appears to be daylight, Preston.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're flying. And
they're flying. It's daylight. The cabin is lit up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're behind them. The woman is straddling the guy in the seat.
Yeah.
Her back is to the camera.
I mean, come on.
What do you guys do in that situation? And your kids aren't with you. Steve, your pretend children are not with you.
Yeah, right.
Do exactly what this lady's doing. Take out your phone, record it, and post it on social media.
I mean, why even record it in, try to hide recording
it? Get up and stand next to them.
I would just get up there.
Yeah, get in there.
And by the way, it's one of those smaller jets. It has one row of seating on one side and two rows of seating down the other.
Yes.
It's really tiny.
Very intimate.
The lovers seem unconcerned that they can be seen by several of their fellow passengers. At one point, the camera pans around the cabin of the small commercial jet and then back to show the man ruffling his lover's hair. The crew appear not to have noticed what's happening, and they are able to continue uninterrupted.
I'd be surprised if people on the ground didn't see them.
And it was not clear which airline they were flying on or whether any action was taken by staff. You found out?
Yeah, it's Silver Airways, which is a sort of a custom air. They were flying from Florida to Mexico.
All right.
And if you'd like to watch the video, it's one of the top links on PrestonandSteve.com.
Fire away. All right, one last story. Two firefighters in Ohio have been suspended for allegedly making pornographic videos at the firehouse. Officers say Arthur Dean and Deanne Eller are both placed on administrative leave on Monday while the city launched an investigation into the matter. The fire chief, Clarence Tucker, says someone told a firefighter last week about the acts possibly being performed on city property. The firefighter reported it to his superior, who then told the chief. Tucker and Mayor Dan Horrigan said in a joint statement that Dean and Eller did not work at the same fire station, but were known to be in a long-term relationship. They just decided to start making
porn in the firehouse.
Yeah, and that's what they did.
This is an emergency. Why don't you slide down my pole?
Officials have not identified the firehouse where the videos
got a long axe.
Took place.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A man accidentally shot himself in the groin while bending over. The one-minute clip sees a man expertly load a Glock, then holster the handgun inside the front of his pants. Stevie just sticks it right down into his waistband. He walks over to a shelf, bends down to pick something up, and then bang, the gun fires. And the man jolts up and screams in pain as the gun fired into his groin. He screamed, F, damn it, call 911 right now. He clutches onto his belt with a grimace after the close shot. He swiftly takes off his belt and removes the gun's magazine from inside of his pants.
Oh, my balls.
A man in the room then whips out a phone and calls for help. A woman rushes to his side and brings out what appears to be a medical tape.
Oh, my balls.
Where are you shot?
Oh, my balls.
Oh, he said, I don't know.
Oh, my balls.
Sometimes it cracks me up.
It just does.
It sounds great.
You never get tired of hearing happy birthday and that.
The bullet penetrated the victim's groin in a through and through wound. He's reported.
Oh, my balls.
It's reportedly in stable condition. The video has gone viral with 100,000
views. To stick it down the front?
I don't know.
I could see down the back, it's stupid.
Steve, he puts the magazine, and then he racks it, and then he sticks it in. God. I'm like, you're just asking to be shot, dude.
Oh, my balls.
Oh, my balls.
His reaction, though, Steve.
What?
Not that, but his body reaction. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks like he sharted.
Yeah,
you know, because he's kind of bent over, and then he, oh my god, oops.
Yeah. Yep. All right, moving along. A billionaire investor is being accused of resorting to some very juvenile tactics after being forced to hand his wife the keys to their $20 million marital home following their divorce. A declaration filed by Sue Gross describes the state of the Laguna Beach home she previously shared with her ex-husband, Bill Gross, when she moved in after the couple's divorce settlement had been finalized. Gross claims that her ex sprayed noxious scents around the home and even crammed dead fish in its air vents.
Wow.
Making her life an unmitigated nightmare for the past few months. Gross submitted the declaration in hopes of obtaining a restraining order against her ex, which she was later granted. She says that her ex is a cruel, vengeful, and vindictive man who, with practically limitless financial resources, said when I was finally able to obtain access to the house, I was disgusted to see the Bill had left it in a state of utter chaos and despair. I found empty spray bottles of, quote, puke smell and, quote, fart smell He was using
liquid ass. Yeah.
In the garden.
Why would you divorce someone as wonderful as that?
The houseplant smelled foul and had to be replaced. The carpets were stained and there was water damage throughout the house. One of a kind art installation piece had been dismantled and removed. The remote controls from the televisions and drapes and other technology were all missing. The declaration then claims that there were also some things left behind after Bill left the home. There were balls of human hair in the drawers.
Oh, my God.
And she said, I even found dead fish and dirt stuffed into the air vents. Gross also claims that she had been fighting with her ex to comply with the judge's ruling as it pertained to dividing assets as recently as March and accused him of stalking her sister around the clock because he could no longer gain entry to their former home, which is in a gated community. Says that prior to moving into the Laguna Beach property, her ex had a guard stationed at her previous address at all times and claims the guards videotaped her, her siblings, and even the children and grandchildren. The couple's divorce was finalized last October. Marking the end of its 21-year union.
Jeez.
In addition to the property in Laguna Beach, Gross also got some of the couple's art collection, including Picasso's Le Ripos. It was later revealed, though, that she had been in possession of the artwork for months, having forged a copy and hung it in place of the original at the couple's home when they first split. This is just a lovely, lovely little union these
two deserve each other, then.
They do.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.